Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
9:07 now, Tommy Tucker's. Our coverage continues, and the big story really, I think, for Jefferson Parish and Orleans Parish as it stands now is about the water conservation as it relates to overwhelming the sewage system and lift stations. Jefferson Parish sending out a text, limit non-essential water use, dishes and laundry to prevent sewer backups, and I guess an overview of what the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board is saying is conserve water as much as operationally possible, cut out any non-essential water use. If you can, postpone intensive cleaning, minimize restroom water use, and do whatever you can to reduce the use of water until they get on top of this. And you certainly don't want to do anything like pressure washing or anything like that. That can all wait. J.P. Morrell joins us now, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, J.P.?
Just like you, doing the after action, well, beginning of the after action report, kind of sorting through all the mess.
Yeah, let me talk about, speaking of literal mess, when it comes to these lift stations, I don't know that people get how important this is, and you don't want this to go the wrong way, literally. So how do you walk the line between getting the city going again, businesses open up, returning to commerce, but yet not overwhelming this system? What would you tell business owners?
Well, right now, I would say, obviously, today is a recovery day. No one should be opening and blowing and going as we kind of do our assessment across the city as the current state of infrastructure. I do think, and this is a conversation, a heated one we're beginning to have with Sewage and Water Board, which is you need to bring more transparency about exactly what is going on and exactly what people need to do. We've gotten some reports regarding Station D in particular and some sewer backup and some lift issues, and we have to be very, very transparent with people about timelines as to when they're going to receive additional information to make plans. If we are having a complete collapse, which I'm not saying we are, but if we are at a substation, that's going to affect the ability for people to use water in a reasonable way, particularly businesses. We need to give them at least the beginning of a timeline as to when they'll be allowed to go in and do what they need to do. Because obviously, as people are trying to clean out their houses, businesses are trying to get reopened to get people back to work. And if it's going to be a multi-day issue, we need to know that so they can know that so they can plan accordingly. So right now we're trying to get clear information to people, get clear timelines, because that's what everyone needs to do to make adult decisions.
Did you say, and District B is Leslie Harris, right? Did you say that you're hearing
it's Substation D. It's
not I'm sorry. Substation B. That's your district, JP?
Well, my district's the whole city. So
no, that's
it's,
right.
Station D is the station that is having the issue. It's not a councilmatic district.
It's been a long couple of days. You know that. So let's talk about the backups. So are you sewage backing up in the houses right now? Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I've heard as of yet. I think that right now we're not having widespread sewage backup. But I think what both Jefferson and Orleans are trying to do is avoid that as a possibility by taking stress off the system as they try to process and get it back online. So, I mean, really right now, Tom, what we're looking for, and I think everyone's trying to push for, is just, at least from Orleans Parish, I can't speak for Jefferson because that is way outside my jurisdiction. But for us, we're just trying to get clear information from Sewage and Water Board about what exactly is down, what exactly are the timelines. And these, we're not looking for specific, you know, tomorrow at 9 a.m., but at least reasonable timelines for people to know when they can expect to be able to use the resources they have available to get their businesses and homes back in order. So that's the focus today, is making sure people are safe, making sure things are being done in an appropriate manner, and really getting good information out that people can rely upon.
So somebody texted in and said, I have a hairdressing operation. Should I open up or not? What would you tell them? Because I got a shampoo hair and all that kind of stuff.
I would tell them that right now I wouldn't. And part of the problem we have as a city is we need to be able to tell them clearly and concisely what they should be doing and when they should be doing it. And it's hard right now because obviously I'm not the Sewage and Water Board, and I am not getting the information that I need from Sewage and Water Board to give someone like a completely educated, informed opinion. I'm basing this upon pockets of information that I have coming in, but this is the kind of information Sewage and Water Board needs to have out there to people, such as, I am a business that pays people. These people need to go pay their bills and go back to work. If you're telling me that me operating my business can compromise the system, then say that. Don't kind of give these general kind of points of, you know, try to be resilient. Don't flush your toilet too many times, because the average person will do that. But if we have heavy industries or people who in commercial processes who need to know, can I use water the way I need to use it to operate my business? They need definitive answers. And we haven't gotten those, and we're working on getting those today. But that's the challenge right now, Tommy, is getting definitive answers and definitive guidance from our Sewage and Water Board partners.
And it seems to me that's where the disconnect is, where, you know, I'm trying to phrase my words carefully here. I don't know that the communication is there. I don't know that the message, maybe they know, but they don't want to say. I don't know if different departments of the city are at odds here or what, but somebody needs to get a clear, concise message out as to what needs to be done and what can be done and what can't be done and what the consequences of either are. Accurate?
That is 100% accurate. The reality is that if whenever departments or agencies withhold information to try and mitigate how bad it could be, Tommy, I cannot think of a single instance in the history of New Orleans where doing that ended well.
No.
People in the city are adults. If something is wrong with the system and we have to act accordingly, we will do it. But minimizing, it goes back to the blip before the trip when the Mylar balloon knocked out the water. Mm-hmm. If Sewage and Water Board had said somebody was injured, but the system works and everything is proceeding the way it needs to proceed, that would have been a very different story, Tommy, than us waiting for 24 hours to find out that Mylar balloons couldn't compromise the water system. Mm-hmm. Information, correct information, disseminated in a reasonable way, in a reasonable amount of time, even if it makes you look bad, is the best way to deal with the public to build trust.
Yeah, this should
and
be
trying to trying to take the time to craft the narrative to not make it seem as bad. That never ends well. It always ends poorly.
Are you hearing anything in the mayor's office at all about any of this?
No, we have our briefing. The briefing they make available to the council shortly, and we'll have some information out of that. But just to be clear, we are not given briefings on a regular basis. So we are given briefings pretty much right before the press briefings that go out. Any information we get is based upon personal relationships or access we have to individuals in departments.
So are you saying they're deliberately withholding misinformation or just not being transparent?
I would say that this should have been a much more transparent process with regular updates scheduled. I remember under previous administrations, even with legislators, I don't know much information they have, but there would usually, during other hurricanes, be a call that they would have for elected officials every 2 or 3 hours so they could voluntarily call in and get information. I had not seen anything like that set up at this time. So I don't know if this I have certainly been involved with administrations that have been much more transparent and robust with sharing information than this one.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.